Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. We're on the road.
All right, all right, all right. Don't freak out. We're already looking for it. Nicholas Cicero is not on the bridge today, and we're going to find our new intro, and we're going to have it up here for the next hour of the show, hopefully.
Trump's info went with him to Europe, apparently.
That's right. I think it was the special counsel has tried to interrupt goings-on here. Something's up, but don't worry. We have not changed. We have not dropped Donald Trump's inaugural day remarks from our intro. It's just a technical glitch for today's show. It is, nonetheless, Patriot Home Funding Friday as we're coming to you live. We are the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time Prime Time on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And once again, as I said, it is Patriot Home Funding Friday as we come to you from the Relax in Comfort Studios. If you're all uptight, head over to the Relax in Comfort store. They'll unwind you over there in one of those massage chairs, or maybe they'll lay you out on one of those great beds they got over there. Man, these beds will almost levitate you, right? I mean, you're going to feel like you've been levitated off the ground. You're going to feel so comfortable, like you're just floating on air. All right, so we got Pierce Morgan. Pierce Morgan. What did I do that even again for? Pierce Outlaw of Patriot Home Funding in the driver's seat tonight. Good to see you again, Pierce.
It's good to be here.
I'm still, I guess, recovering from last night. Some of that moonshine I had over there at the Cafe Positano.
That's right. And that wonderful filet we have. My goodness.
Well, I didn't know if you liked it or not. Then I looked up and it was gone. I thought maybe you'd hidden it or something.
Well, no, I was holding McBath off with one arm and trying to lick my plate with the other after I finished the steak.
He was kind of looking at it out of the corner of his eye, wasn't it?
That's right.
All right. We did have a great time over at Cafe Positano tonight. And, you know, it's graduation season and school's getting ready to get out. It's a great place to take the family for a formal event or a casual event or a takeout type thing. And they're located 4 miles west of I-4, about 4 miles west on State Road 436, right there at Hunt Club Boulevard intersection. And you can make reservations there at 407-774-8080. All right. And Pierce has brought Ashley once again from Patriot Home Funding, and her daughter just had a big to-do happen to her. And Jeff Sinis is on the bridge tonight, sitting in for Nick, and I am Christopher Hart, and we're ready to go here. So we got more. the media's piling on again today. No sooner than Trump gets on Air Force One and starts heading to Saudi Arabia that the New York Times and the Washington Post each come out with their own new blockbusting news stories today. We'll get to those here in just a minute. We're going to talk about Anthony Weiner's appearance in court today. He didn't look so dangerous in front of the judge. And we're going to talk about Barack Obama. There's a number of news reports out from several different news organizations reporting that the Obama administration blocked veterans, Iraqi and Afghani veterans, from getting particular kinds of jobs, jobs in security, like, you know, police, federal agents, that type thing, and border patrol. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on, too. 407-774-8255 is our number. And once again, please follow us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries. And our website is AmericanAdversaries.com. And you can now follow me on Twitter as I get off on doing this stuff at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter there. Okay, so where to begin? First of all, the president is in the air right now as we speak, somewhere between Washington, D.C. and the House of Saud in the land of Arabia. And he's to give a speech over there. There will be representatives, I believe, from some 50 Arab countries there. Most of them, probably just about all of them, with some form of Muslim government. And they are looking forward to receiving the president. And not in the sense that Barack Obama was the delivering the message of apology and that sort of thing, but that President Trump is bringing news of a big arms sale to Saudi Arabia, for one, and the resolve to defeat their main enemy, or at least pin them back to where they can do no harm, and that is the Persians down in Iran. By the way, we've talked about this on the show before, but I don't know if you guys ever heard it. Do you know where the word Iran, the name of that country, came from, Iran? Because it was for about 2,000 years called Persia.
I don't know. The French settled it and surrendered, and they said Iran?
Actually, Iran is the an Arabic word, I'm sorry, Persian word for Farsi, I guess, word for Aryan, as in the Aryan race, because they cozied up to Hitler during World War II, as did people who ended up leading the Ba'ath Party in Iraq. I mean, it was a nasty little friendship group going on there. And so Iran literally means Aryan. So it's a name to show homage or appreciation to the former Nazi regime in Germany, who they called themselves the Aryans.
And snowflake heads are exploding all over Central Florida with that news.
Now, how about that? We could use the moisture in the air anyway. That's about all I got inside those skulls. But it's going to be, obviously, it's going to be a big trip, not just because of where he's going and the stakes that are over there in terms of Middle East peace and world peace, because it going to Saudi Arabia and then going to Israel, in particular Jerusalem, and then he's going to the Vatican, then he's going to meet with the G7, then he's going to meet with the NATO in Brussels, the G7 in Italy, the NATO in Brussels, or vice versa, then which one ever comes first. This would already be a huge trip. Right. And then you have all this nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. to add to it. So everybody's going to be watching even more closely. And of course, the media is laying in wait for the first blunder or anything they can make into a blunder, the first misstep, the first wrong diplomatic move that someone might make in the administration so that they can make as much out of it as possible. Hopefully things will go very smoothly. I'm quite certain that the president is going to be very well received by the Arab countries because they're Sunni Muslims and they're Arabs. And the Iranians are Shia and they're Persians. And it is a big racial thing over there. They hate one another's guts. Persians hate Arabs. Arabs hate Persians. Don't ask me why. They just do. And then you layer on top of that the ongoing feud that has been ongoing ever since Muhammad died, and that is the Shia-Sunni feud, which is basically over who is the true line or who is the true keeper of the faith, okay? Right after Muhammad died, who is going to be the true keeper of the faith? In other words, who is going to have the most power? So that's what that's all about. So as I said, I'm sure he's going to be well-received there. He's going to be very well-received in Israel. And I think the Pope is going to be very, receptive to him. At least he's claimed that he's not going to lecture him. That's the beginning anyway. And, then we'll see what happens with the NATO countries and the G7, obviously some of who are the same, when he gets to Brussels and Italy. And I know the Vatican is in Rome and in Italy, but it's its own country, so to speak. So it is going to be a very interesting trip, and then it's going to be interesting to see how these leaders react to him, because I don't think the Saudi Arabians want him to go away. He's been a breath of fresh air to them, and I think the same thing about the Israelis, right? I mean, compared to Obama, both these groups didn't like what happened under the Obama administration, in particular in regards to Iran.
And Netanyahu in particular.
Absolutely. And the Pope, I'm not so sure. These other groups, I'm not so sure. They may try to do something to make him look bad, because certainly the G7 and the NATO countries, now you're talking, you know, establishment, for to say it politely.
Merkel and Macron.
Right. And
surely.
And the forces of globalism. And so it is going to be an interesting trip. To make a long story short, we like to call for prayers around here on appropriate occasions. Of course, we should all be always praying for the safety and God's guidance to this president, and that God's will be done in this administration. But I'd like you to lay it on a little bit thicker, if you would, during this trip for the president, because the forces back here that want to bring him down have been emboldened over these last couple of weeks. I don't think it's really dawned on them that this special counsel could easily boomerang back against them, but they're laying it on thick again today. And I must admit that I've been very hesitant to recommend any changes in this administration, but I do believe that they need to retool, not going to call for a change, but a retooling of their communications, because now with this special counsel, it is to their best interest, and I'm talking about their own personal legal interests, not to be talking about things that the special counsel is going to be investigating. And it also works to their political advantage that when these questions come up in these news conferences by this pack of jackals who are there simply to try to get these people eliminated from their jobs, and I'm talking about from the president on down, they just need to say, I'm sorry, but that's now in the hands of the special counsel. You'll have to ask them about it. And leave it at that. There's nothing that the reporter can do other than ask the question again, and you give them the same response again, you go to the next reporter. And because they're there to just play gotcha. They're not there to spin the truth or do anything of that nature.
They're not there to make America great again,
no,
period.
No, exactly not. And if they can get Sean Spicer, or if they could get any number of all the people in the Trump administration, including the president himself, indicted, they would only love to do that, even if they are the ones who cause it to happen. So, all right. We'll come back with more. We'll come back with the New York Times and Washington Post fake news of the day. So stick around for the real stuff from the American Adversaries, Titans of Talk Radio, the voice to be reckoned with, right here, right now, tonight, coming right back.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report. support, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's pretty typical on I-4 this afternoon, except for that eastbound crash before Lee Road. If you're on your heavy back to the John Young Parkway, Lee Road to Lake Mary is slow at 46-80 Bridge. It's also slow from the beach line to Sand Lake Road by the attractions. Westbound slowdowns, Princeton to Michigan, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to the beach line, and past Osceola Parkway is heavy. On the John Young Parkway, from Princeton Street down to the 408 and from Oak Ridge Road down to the beach line, you'll be heavy. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Donald of Arabia, on his way to the House of Saud. I'm sure a lot of liberals out there. Of course, that is the music from Lawrence of Arabia, one of the all-time great movies. I'm sure there's a lot of liberals in the media and Democrats and others who would just as soon old Donald would climb up on a camel and ride out into the desert like old Lawrence did. And that's, of course, a true story, Lawrence of Arabia. And he had a lot to do with the politics of the day. And, of course, he was a man of, shall we say, unorthodox methods.
Yeah, speaking of which, my lovely fashion-forward wife, Penny Outlaw, opined earlier today that we're getting back to American things as far as foreign visits because Melania Trump will not be wearing the beekeeper's outfit in Saudi Arabia.
How about that? How about that? And the media's been making a big deal out of the fact, I guess, they're going to have some good old-fashioned American cuisine while he's over there, too, just in case he can't eat or doesn't want to eat the local fare.
And the New York liberals' heads are exploding because it's steak and ketchup.
But I understand the beef industry is very happy about it tonight, right? Okay. That of course, is Pierce Outlaw. And you bring the details to the New York Times article, and I'll do the Washington Post one. How about that?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, the New York Times today has yet another article quoting the unnamed source from the inner circle at the White House, basically stating that the meeting with the Russians last week, Trump did everything that he is accused of doing. Again, unnamed sources, but this time not a former administration official, this time a high-ranking current Trump official who has notes from the meeting. And the notes were apparently read, or supposedly allegedly, to the reporter at the Times.
And what the notes say is that Trump was talking about the firing with these guys, and he called Comey a nut job, and said he was like a loose cannon and a nut job, and that firing him would take the pressure off of Trump. And, of course, the hate-filled fake news media is saying, oh, now we have it. Now we have our evidence of collusion. I'm sorry. Let me back up. Of obstruction of justice, right? Now he's admitting that he obstructed justice because he said that it took the pressure off of him. And, well, there's another way to look at this, which I tweeted out earlier in response to a Ben Shapiro, Joe Scarborough little back and forth. I said, yeah. The pressure. Now, I'm saying this in more words than I use in my tweet. Maybe I should find my tweet and read it. I'll do that maybe during the break. But I in essence, said, yeah, the pressure's off because he fired a lousy FBI director. Example, press briefing 7/5/16, July 5th last year, when James Comey, and I said, ask Hillary, violates Privacy Act, ask HRC, right? Ask Hillary Clinton. Because, in essence, she is right that he was wrong to stand up and give that press briefing where he actually exonerated her. And then he was wrong again when he went back in front of, you know, the Congress and the world and said, oh, I got to reopen it because we found more emails. And then he was wrong again a couple of days later when he said, oh, by the way, all those emails we just found that we thought were a big deal aren't a big deal at all. He was wrong three times in a row, strike three, right? He struck out. And at each occasion, he violated the Privacy Act, which is to say he committed a federal crime. He's a felon. He's a criminal, right? So the fact that the president would want to get somebody who was not abiding by his own department's rules out of that position, and that would take pressure off of him because now he might have somebody in there who will abide by the rules, I can understand fully what the president was talking about.
And let us not forget that on May the 3rd, and Ben Shapiro brought the tweet subtweet to this too, that Comey under oath said that he was never pressured in any way as far as the Russia Trump investigation.
Right. And now some have tried to make a big deal out of that. It was a very specific question, but it was a very broad answer.
Yes, they tried to parse the words to conflate the answer to say, well, you were asked about the Justice Department only in the NSA, not about Trump. Yeah. But the answer was not that. The answer was a very general answer.
It didn't happen at all. And if it did happen, he would have to report it. And he never did, right? So it didn't happen at all by anybody, according to his standard. Anybody. Trump, whoever. And then you had McCabe testify, what, just a couple of days later, after Comey's firing, saying, no, we have nobody knows anything about any of that going on. So, you know, this is all just a bunch of falderall. Just a bunch of falderall. Unfortunately, Sean Spicer, you know, he gave the media a little something to play with at the press briefing today when he just simply should have said, I'm sorry, folks, you're going to have to ask Mr. Mueller, right? It's in his hands now, and I've been advised not to say a thing. Sorry, you got what you wanted, didn't you? You got your special counsel. Now parade on over there and ask them. We'll be right back.
660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump has departed for his first overseas trip as president. Air Force One departed earlier today from Joint Base Andrews with the president, First Lady Melania Trump, his daughter Ivanka, son-in-law Jared Kushner, as well as a group of his top advisors and journalists covering the trip. The first stop is Saudi Arabia. Former Congressman Anthony Weiner left a New York City courtroom after pleading guilty to exchanging sexually explicit texts with a 15-year-old girl. The Democrat cried in court today as he apologized for his behavior and said he destroyed his life's dream in public service. He is the husband of Uma Abedin, which is Hillary Clinton's main aide. On the stock market today, more good news today. The Dow up 142 to close at 20,805. The S&P 500 up 16. NASDAQ up 29. You're listening to SRN News.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in the Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort.
Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's pretty typical on I-4 this afternoon, except for that eastbound crash before Lee Road. Turn your heavy back to the John Young Parkway. Lee Road to Lake Mary is slow and 46A to the bridge. It's also slow from the beach line to Sand Lake Road by the attractions. Westbound slowdowns, Princeton to Michigan, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to the beach line, and past Osceola Parkway is heavy. On the John Young Parkway, from Princeton Street down to the 408 and from Oak Ridge Road down to the beach line, you'll be heavy. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather Forecast.
Partly cloudy tonight, low 73. Humid tomorrow with intervals of clouds and sun, high 91. Humid tomorrow night with patchy clouds, low 71. Clouds and breaks of sun on Sunday, high 90. We'll see some sun on Monday, then turning cloudy with a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 89. I'm Sam Lyas for FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
And we know you can, because you are great listeners. We really do appreciate your loyalty. And thank you so much for listening tonight as we begin the weekend. And next weekend, of course, is Memorial Day weekend. And we will be here next Friday, but we won't be here a week from this Sunday. We won't be here, in other words, Memorial Day weekend Sunday or Memorial Day. Okay, just a heads up for next weekend. This weekend, standard operating procedure. We're going to help you finish off the week tonight, and then Sunday night we'll be right here. Aubrey Kahn, my co-host, will be with me, and we'll kick off your next week and help you wrap up the weekend. That's the way we do things around here. We're live right now on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, AM660TheAnswer.com, and on your smart device. If you have been downloading, downloaded the free, it is free indeed, Answer Orlando app. Okay, I got Pierce Outlaw and Ashley, I'm sorry, your last name?
Bedford
of Patriot Home Funding.
The lovely and talented Ashley Bedford.
Yeah, I understand she outplayed you this week.
Oh yeah, no. She gave me a closing lesson this week.
All right, good for her. Good for you, Ashley.
Oh, she does every week, seriously.
That's me too. Right.
Yeah, she takes after her daughter. We'll tell you what we mean here in a minute. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. I am Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number. By the way, there is another fairly significant breaking story today, I guess, if you are a fan of Fox, and if you are a fan or a big not fan of Bob Beckel. He got the axe again today. This story started going around earlier today on Twitter. I guess it has been confirmed now by Fox that he was fired for making a quote-unquote racially insensitive remark off-air, wasn't on-air. It was to a staff worker, evidently off-air. So Bob Beckel is off of the five at nine, which, by the way, is tanking. That show is losing now, at least this past week, on a consistent basis to old Rach. Up to MSNBC, and I believe last night they even came in third place.
Yeah, and a panel discussion like that really isn't primetime fare. It is a happy hour show.
It is, and I think that they've messed up the chemistry when they changed the personalities of the five to make it go at nine. Jesse Waters works best by himself. He does an excellent show on Saturday night. If they were going to move him to the weeknights, they should have put him at that spot by himself.
They should put Judge Jeanine in the 9 o'clock spot.
Right. They should have. Yeah. Because she's what they need there. She's a female O'Reilly, right? I mean, she goes for the heart of things, and she don't mess around. And she gets good guests on there and goes right at them if she needs to.
Yeah, and Fox is losing a lot of viewers right now to the new upstart One America network, which I've watched a little bit, and it's good stuff.
It's a much lower budget operation, you can tell, but they stick to the news. There's not a whole lot of fluff. Now, they do plug in some inspirational stuff in there as part of their breaks. But, you know, quotes by presidents or little bits of history about our country. But it is devoted. You don't get the fluff. I mean, part of Fox's problem is people are who are big Trump supporters to begin with are tuning out of the news because they're sick and tired of hearing the New York Times and Washington Post batter and berate their president. And no real defense, I think, out there of him. We just saw some results that Fox put up during the break of this Harvard study that came out. Many of you have probably heard about it, of the press's treatment of President Trump. Okay? No press organization showed it in the positive for him. The closest was Fox, and it was 52-48 negative. In other words, 52% of their coverage was negative, 48% of it was positive, which is probably right about where you want to be. Okay, you're going to be floating around in that area there. But that's
fair and balanced.
It pretty is close. I mean, you're not going to get probably exact 50-50, but that's pretty doggone good. The next closest was the Wall Street Urinal at 70-30 negative. 70-30 negative. Right? And they've been writing articles all week long, giving out their advice to the president, warning the president he's doomed, or if he doesn't do this or that, he'll be doomed. Peggy Noonan, who's she's a columnist. I mean, she doesn't have to, you know, give in to the Wall Street Journal, but she characterizes it when she today was very critical of the president.
But Peggy is a product of the establishment. She is the establishment.
Yeah, and it's the same because she came to fame was the Reagan administration. She was a speechwriter in the Reagan administration. She wrote excellent speeches. But it's just a reflection of what's going on here. They're all sour on Trump, and because they never liked him to begin with. And the worst is of CNN. CNN, it was, I think it was either 93 or 95, but it was over 90% negative Trump to 5 or 7% positive.
Yes, and the seal Carl Bigby was probably the only conservative on there that got to speak.
Yeah.
And he had a finger literally waving in his face while he did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, And Waters and Beckel didn't. I mean, that was like oil and water. They were not. Beckel was treating Waters like he was a punk kid, and Waters was trying to go back with the humor and stuff. But Beckel's is just an old grumpy old guy, and his kind of humor just wasn't a good match. And then you had sort of these fringe characters, it's not working. It's not. I'm sorry. And when Rachel Maddow is beating your brains in, you better go back to the drawing board, right? So and One American News, like you were saying, is an excellent alternative. It's all news, but right now they're a pretty low budget operation.
Yeah, and there's another side to this thing with the TV ratings too, and all of you deplorables out there, which I count myself as one. You better pay attention to this. One of the reasons Maddow's ratings are so high right now is that intensity is up on the left. And we have to, just like a ball game, you've got to match your opponent's intensity because they're going to come for blood come 2018 and in between. And we have to be ready. We have to stay the course. We have to donate. We have to work our precincts, and we have to turn out.
And by the way, we have been sticking the course pretty solidly, and the fundraising for the beginning of the year has been very big for both sides so far. But yeah, what the left is counting on is that they're going to have the enthusiasm gap in their favor this time around. That's part of what they're trying to do here. They're trying to not just defeat the president, but as I've said before, and I'm sure I'll be saying many more times, they're also trying to beat us down in the process. They dislike the president, but they hate us because we elected him. We dared put him there.
We are the deplorables. She said it. That's what they believe.
That's right. In a tweet today, I said, you know, he's the proxy. We're the problem, right? We're the problem because we dared elect him. They can get rid of him, but what if we do it again? You see? What if The Rock comes along talking about the right kind of cooking or whatever, Dwayne Johnson toying with the idea or whatever. You see, they got to make sure this phenomena is killed right here, right now. That's what all this stuff is about. To get back real quickly to this story in the New York Times that you were pointing out, they go over to the White House and start asking questions around. And as I said, Sean Spicer should have said, you know, I'm sorry. You know, this is now in the hands of the special counsel. You know, any stories that you got that are going to come out, you know, you just might as well take them on over there and ask them about it, because I'm not going to be able to say anything thanks to the special counsel. You know, it really takes it all out of our hands now. And it would be stupid for me to stand up here and say anything, even if it's, of course, the truth, which what I'd be telling you. And the question was asked of Spicer, did the president really say these things? And he affirmed that the president did say, yes, that James Comey was a loose cannon and a nut job, and that getting rid of him took pressure off the White House. And in reality, that whole chain of events did do just that. And by the way, Rod Rosenstein, and it is Rosenstein. I thought it was because of the way he spells his name. In other words, if you were to use the way he's been called Rosenstein by all the people in the media, and I mean everybody. I mean, I even had started calling him that too. I caught myself and corrected myself from calling him Rosenstein, even though the way I understand the way he spells his name, that's the way you should pronounce it. If it weren't, we should be calling Einstein Einstein. You follow what I'm trying to say? Rosenstein is Einstein. His name, as he told the senators yesterday in the closed-door meeting, is Rosenstein. Thank you very much. It is Rod Rosenstein.
So did the pronunciation of his name get leaked as well?
The mispronunciation of it got leaked, right? So Rod Rosenstein confirmed yesterday to the senators that he did write a memo at the president's request, but after they had discussed it, about the reasons why Comey should be fired. And he did confirm today to the House in a closed-door meeting that he did recommend to the president, no question about it, that he fire James Comey for very much the same reasons I've been talking about since last year when he did it. He broke the doggone law. He needs to be indicted. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Of course, that's the theme from The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. We got the good in here. We got Ashley.
Hi.
We got the bad in here. We got me. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
That's Pierce.
I better stop right there.
I plead guilty to all charges. Unlike Mr. Comey.
All right. There's the Washington Post story out there, too. And I'll just hit on this for a couple of minutes. Because, once again, we don't really know anything other than what the Washington Post is reporting. They are saying that a person in the inner circle, Trump's administration, is, quote-unquote, a person of interest that the special counsel will be looking into. And Michael Medved speculated on his show that it is Jared Kushner. And so we shall see. We don't know anything more than that. But once again, this is now in the hands of the special counsel, and the White House should wash their hands of it and get back to business. And that's what the president is trying to do with this trip, and he's been trying to do all along. You know, I feel for the guy, right? I mean, these people are so full of hate and jealousy and spite and, you know, hard feelings, you know, sore losers because they got whipped so bad they didn't see it coming, didn't think it could happen. And they just really want to crucify him, for lack of a better word. You know, part of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was not just to kill him, it was to kill the movement. You understand? The reason he was a threat is he had followers. And the reason for killing him and then the other disciples and other Christians was to kill the movement.
And just like the movement with the deplorables, they were right.
Yeah, that's right. So we just can't let it happen. And this is, look.
And we've got to call our Congress people and our senators and tell them to stand up. We elected them to pass this agenda just as much as we did President Trump. And these guys are sitting on the sideline kibitzing about it and not supporting their own party. That's a problem for me.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, and let's just make sure we point this out before we move entirely away from this Harvard study. All that negativity of Trump has been good for business for them. Now, you might say, oh, well, if you're a liberal out there, well, that's okay. That's just too bad, isn't it? Well, if you're a true liberal out there, ask yourself this. Are they really doing this out of a sense of what they feel is good for the country? Or are they doing this out of a sense of what they feel for dollars and cents? All right? I'm pretty sure the producers have dollars and cents at least pretty close to the forefront of their minds. And I'm pretty sure the hosts of these programs have ratings pretty close to the front of their minds. I mean, they're bragging about the way MSNBC, and they should, is trashing Fox. That's what Fox needs to kick their butt, unless the Murdoch boys are just going to go ahead and make it a clone of MSNBC. But let me tell you something, MSNBC is pretty good at what they do. The reason they got listeners is because from pretty much dawn to dusk and right on through the night, they hammer Trump, they hammer Republicans, they hammer conservatives relentlessly, nonstop. There's hardly any fluff. You don't get the homemaker on there talking about how to make centerpieces or some nonsense like that. And when they have guests on there, they get into more in-depth discussions. Fox will have an interview with, say, let's just pick somebody out of the blue, Kellyanne Conway or Gorka or Sean Spicer. They have him for 5 minutes, and that's it. You cannot accomplish nothing of significance, exactly, in 5 minutes. I'm sorry. You can't do it. And
everything you've described that Fox has done or hasn't done, these are all self-inflicted wounds.
They are. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but they could learn something from MSNBC. And I hate to say it, but it's CNN, because they do the same thing over there. Just look at the chart. Just look at the study. That's why their ratings are now better. And Fox's are down because they fired their big dog, and they replaced him with a bunch of little yappers. I hate to say it.
Fired their three big dogs. Well, it was O'Reilly, Ailes, and Bill Shine.
Well, you're right. Bill
Shine. That was a three-headed monster. Yeah,
the vice president. So they are falling behind. They're lagging. Fortunately, Trump uses Twitter. And he goes around and he does give interviews to the other media types. And then when they lambast him and tear him up, it only makes the vast majority of his supporters dig in their heels even deeper. And they're not going to MSNBC to help their ratings. Much of what's happening with Fox is they're losing viewerships, right? You fire your big dog and your top management people, you're going to suffer if you're not ready. You know, for the other side of that equation. And the way it was done, they obviously weren't ready.
And we're not even mentioning Megyn Kelly walking out either.
Right.
Because she carried a pretty big stick at the 9 o'clock hour.
She did, but that didn't hurt Fox. The interesting thing is that didn't hurt Fox. What hurt Fox was O'Reilly.
Oh, all right? No question.
Taking O'Reilly out, taking Ailes out to begin with. You're right about that, because he was the one who went first. And then O'Reilly.
And then Bill Shine. And that when they cut Shine, that was where the water really started leaking.
That's right. So I don't know that they're going to be up to the task for a while yet. But in the meantime, MSNBC and CNN are going to be hacking away. And you don't really have a good solid balance against that other than shows like this and, you know, conservative bloggers, conservative outlets who are out there to provide some sort of balance. But, you know, the people who voted for Trump are seeing through a lot of this nonsense, if not all of it. And that's why they're tuning out. They're just, okay, it's just a bunch of nonsense. Why do I, you know? And this is the old boy who cried wolf thing. You know, if the media out there is trying to reach any of the Trump supporters, which I don't really think that they are, they don't care to reach us. They just care to humiliate us.
And one of the things you and I discussed on Twitter very early this morning was that the rank-and-file GOP politicians on the Hill are more scared of the media than they are of us, and that's a problem.
Yeah, we need to change that attitude in their minds. By the way, this election in Georgia is coming up, I believe it's next week, isn't it?
Tuesday? 1st of June.
Okay, the 1st of June, that's the following week. And then there's the one in Montana, which is next week. It is the 25th, and everybody's watching those real closely. And if those go to the Republicans, it'll be a signal to all politicians of both sides of the aisle that the Trump, you know, wagon is still rolling just fine. Thank you very much.
And there's a lot of money pouring into the election in Georgia. I mean, on both sides of the aisle.
Oh, same thing, Montana. The Democrat just broke the $5 million mark. And this is a House race
for one seat, and it's the only seat in the state, isn't it?
I believe it is. And they, you know, the money, once again, just like Georgia, most of it's coming from out of the state, which is the district.
Out of the district and out of the state.
Right, exactly. Let's take a phone call. It's our good friend, Dr. Ted Noel. How you doing, Dr. Ted?
Fine. How you doing, Chris?
Excellent. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't been able to listen about the last half hour, but when you guys got started, something popped up that, you know, I've been doing a weekly podcast and stuff out on YouTube, and all of the crew on those groups that are following it have one choice for FBI director.
Who's
one
that?
And one only.
Who's that?
Trey Gowdy.
Trey Gowdy. Yep, I know.
And he took his name out of the running two days ago.
I was going to say a lot of people wanted that, but he did indeed, along with that senator that they were considering too. I forget his name.
John Cornyn.
Cornyn, that's right. Yeah, they both have withdrawn their name. So
it might not have been bad to get Cornyn out of the Senate, because you'd get a good Republican into the Senate.
Yeah.
And Cornyn's kind of been a little on the wishy-washy side, you know, a little toward John McCain, a little toward that Bob Corker and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he plays coy, yeah.
Dr. Ted, do you really think, my gut tells me it's going to be Ray Kelly, because Trump's a New York guy, Kelly's a New York guy, they're close. I think Lieberman's a smokescreen. What's your take on that?
Well, I hadn't really thought about Ray Kelly. Ray Kelly's a straight shooter. He did a lot of good things in New York, and would be a good choice. I'm just sitting here going, the other choice that would be really cool would be Merrick Garland, but apparently he's not interested.
No, what does he want?
And that would really show up the difficulties of the Democrats with the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Garland's got a federal judge's job is not one you give up easily, that's for sure. Hey, okay, thanks for letting us know that. I appreciate that.
All right, well, you guys have a good night.
Thanks, you too. By the way, there is another little something that you can do if you would like to send your well wishes to the president. There is a phone number that you can call. It is the White House comment line, customer service line, whatever you want to call it. I actually tried to call it tonight. It was as after I got to the studio here, so it was a little after 4, and it's open from 9 to 4 Eastern time, right? So I just missed it. But if you would like to call and tell the president how you think he's doing his job, or I guess it's a suggestion line, but mainly it's a line to encourage him, in my opinion. The number is, get ready to write this down, and we'll put this on our Facebook page. It's been going around on Twitter. I'll tweet it out again later for my followers. But it is a 202 area code. That, of course, is Washington, D.C. 202-456-1111. Real easy to remember. 202-456-1111. You can call that number and leave the president a message. Okay, that's 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, 202-456-1111. All right, so speaking of the FBI director, his old buddy, one of his buddies, gave an interview to, who was it? Was it NPR?
It was NPR on what the show that used to be the McNeil, or I guess now the Lehrer Hour.
News Hour, yeah. Yeah, and he had some choice things to say. One, that Comey didn't like Trump at all. Thought he was what did he call him? Basically, he just thought he was not a man of honor, that he looked down on Trump.
It's where the quote about trying to blend in with the drapes came from, was that interview.
Yeah.
There was enough sour grapes there to float an MD 2020 factory.
Right. The day of the inauguration, when Trump had some people in the Oval Office, Comey knew he might be called in there. So he wore a blue suit and stood by the blue curtains, hoping that Trump would not notice him, and that he was, in essence, hiding from Trump because he did not want to be seen with Trump, because he was sensitive to the fact that he was being blamed for getting Trump elected. He didn't want anybody to think that there was anything untoward going on there. And he just did not like Trump as a person. He looks down upon Trump. He's a liberal. At the end of the day, I think we found out that James Comey's a liberal.
Well, he has a long history with the Clintons going back to the early 90s, and just look at all the stuff he didn't investigate as the FBI director, starting with the Clinton Foundation.
That's right. Okay, one more time on that phone number for this hour of the show. This is to call the White House. 202-456-1111. All right, and we are Titans of Talk Radio right here, the American Adversaries. Going to take a break, but come back with another hour of the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th. 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. All right, welcome back to our real live intro. I mean, that's my favorite. All right, so we are here. We are live, the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show. And let's see, Anthony Weiner is on the hook. Julian Assange is off the hook. And Bob Beckel is off the air. So we're going to touch a little bit on some of that tonight.
And the New York Times are off their rocker.
As well as the Washington Post and a whole lot of other fake news media types. All right, and the president is off to Saudi Arabia. All right, and we're here. We're live. 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you on Patriot Home Funding Friday from the Relax in Comfort Studios. All right, Pierce Outlaw of Patriot Home Funding, along with Ashley
Bedford.
The lovely and talented Ashley Bedford.
Thank you.
All right. On the show with me, Christopher Hart. And Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Real quick, the jobs numbers so far this year have been looking good. And, of course, good jobs means people can go out and buy the homes that they want to buy. And that's been leading to a good deal of the market being hot here, I take it, right?
Yes, and we got a huge number on Tuesday with the industrial production numbers up a full 1% month over month. That is massive. That is the biggest number we've had in over 3 years, and that's just a taste of what can come if we pass the tax cuts. And inside that industrial production number was good numbers for the auto industry, and also for the employment numbers in manufacturing were very much higher than usual, which bodes well going forward for the future of the manufacturing industry and the jobs numbers in general.
And, of course, this got lost in all the falderall over the big breaking stories. And part of what the media was trying to do this week was to divert attention away from other news that they did not want reported, things like that, things like the Seth Rich murder and the news of that, making it once again come to the forefront of the investigation into what was actually going on or not going on with the emails and the WikiLeaks and the Russians and all that nonsense. And they also, of course, are trying to drive a wedge between Donald Trump and his supporters and between Donald Trump and his inner circle. And they are laying it on thick this morning. First, they started off the week by laying it on thick with Kellyanne Conway, right, saying she was a sellout and just in it for the money, and she needs to get out of there to save her reputation. They've been doing the same thing to all of them. They ended up the week going after Mike Pence, trying to build the story that there is that Mike Pence has been being kept in the dark. And I hardly think that's the case, but they're trying to drive wedges between Trump and everyone who has anything to do with him. And But it just doesn't seem to be working with his supporters. But to get back to the jobs thing, it was reported, it came out, it started breaking last night, and then several other news organizations picked it up today. Evidently, under the Obama administration, even though they were going around making a big deal about trying to find jobs for veterans, I believe even Michelle was, you know, involved in that, shall we say, line of nonsense, because as it turns out, they were keeping Iraqi and Afghanistan war veterans from getting security jobs, jobs in law enforcement and security and things of that nature, as much as they could out of the federal department anyway. And what they were, and I don't know if you remember, but it was their Department of Homeland Security. It wasn't Shalala. Who was it? I forget her name. Anyway, she at that time, this was during the Obama administration, they declared that that returning military members should be seen as a threat. Do you remember something about that?
And one part of what was happening in this situation is that the returning veterans would give their resumes. Then they would say that we cannot accept your resume because it's filled out incorrectly. Go redo it. And then when they represented the resume, they'd say it's insufficient and we can't hire you.
Right.
Big runaround.
These are the people who defend us, right? And they're defended us overseas. And what the Obama administration was doing was preventing them from defending us here. And by the way, I got a text earlier from Kurt Reed of Chill Cryo Sauna. You really need to try that if you haven't tried it. That cryotherapy, it really does work for whatever ails you, just about. But he pointed out something that what that does in the Justice Department is it excuse the diversity balance. It unbalances the diversity. In other words, you don't have people with that, let's just say, political persuasion being represented in the Justice Department.
And becomes an echo chamber, kind of like the media.
Kind of like it. How about that? Okay, we got some phone calls. Real quick, before we get to the phone lines, Ashley Bedford, you have a daughter in school, and she just got some special recognition.
Yes, she's in the fifth grade. And
what's her name?
Lily. Her name's Liliana.
Hi, Liliana.
And today she got a Presidential Academic Excellence Award, and she was one of only a few in her entire fifth grade class to receive that award.
Is it signed by Trump?
It is. She had a letter from Trump, which she was really excited because she's a supporter at 10.
Is that right?
Yes.
God bless her.
Young deplorable.
All right.
Yes,
how
she
about
is.
That? Well, give her our congratulations.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
Love Lily at Patriot Home Funding. She is a rising star. Just
thank
like
you.
Ashley.
Thank you.
And by the way, if you're a young person out there, this is a business you might want to get into, right, Pierce?
Absolutely. The yes. average age of a loan originator in this country right now is 54 years old. The median salary is $60,000.
Hey, hey,
the
hey.
The best of the best, and not even the best of the best, really the probably top 30% of originators, or maybe even more than that. It's a job that if you aren't making six figures and you've been in it a while, you're not doing it right. And the guys who are pretty good at it and have a lot of experience make way more than that.
So if you're a young person out there.
And you get to meet people from all walks of life, and it's a wonderful thing. Lifelong relationships I've built. Ashley, I keep telling her and Mariah Lee, one of our other superstars at Patriot Home Funding, that the future truly belongs to them. They have skipped entire, think of it as an academic situation. They have skipped entire, not just grades, but they skipped middle school and high school and went straight to graduate school, and they are achieving just the excellence that they bring, the customer service, the way they care about their customers. If you go on either one of their Facebook pages, they're friends with all of their customers, not just during the process, but long after the process.
Yes.
And that level of service is unparalleled in our industry. That level of personal involvement is unparalleled in our industry. And their production and their achievement shows it. We couldn't be more proud of them and happier to have them on the Patriot Home Funding team.
All right. So if you need a mortgage, the bank's been telling you no, they'll tell you yes. And if you're a young person, a go-getter, and you need a good job, head on over to Patriot Home Funding. They maybe have a place for you.
And we do not charge. This is huge. If you've shopped with a mortgage anywhere else and you have an estimate, you're going to see what are called junk fees, processing fee, underwriting fee, administration fee, application fee. Patriot Home Funding charges none of that. Our pre-qualification is free. The only fees that are charged at closing with us are third-party fees.
All right.
We're cheaper and better.
There you go. They get her done. All right. So, once again, congratulations to
thank
your daughter,
you.
Lily. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Al is up first. Al, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate that.
How you doing?
Excellent.
I wanted to try to get a copy of that speech that you play at the beginning of your show.
Okay.
And a thought ran through my mind. Why don't you guys burn some CDs with that speech? Begin with the speech, and then right after the speech, you indicate that this was given on the day that he was inaugurated, and you honor him every day. And on your show, your Radio Adversaries or American Adversaries, and you're welcome to listen in XYZ time, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And sell them for, like $5 a piece or something, and use the money for charity.
Well, I'm not sure. We'd have to check the legal department to see if we could actually do that. I'm not sure, but it's an excellent suggestion, and certainly love that intro. I mean, Nick put that together, and it really just, rang home true to us.
Every time I hear it, I like it. I agree with you. It sort of makes the hairs on your neck stand up a little bit.
It does. It does.
And it's an excellent speech, and I was thinking it'd be nice to have that on a CD, and when I'm driving down the road, I pop that in, a little pick-me-up for the day.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I like that idea. Well, we'll put it on the burner. We'll see what we can do with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Thank you,
thanks
Al.
A lot.
Thank you for listening and your comment and your suggestion. We appreciate that. And it is. It's awe-inspiring. I mean, McBath is in here. He goes, every time I hear that, I want to just crash out of the locker room and run out on the field, right? Alfred, you are up next. Thank you for calling. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Good evening, lady and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was just, before the break, I was going to call suggesting about the phone number because they gave it to me, and I was going to call you to let you know about it.
Yeah, you're talking about the number for Trump, right?
Yes, for Trump. But that number is directly to, if you Google it, it takes you to the White House page, whitehouse.gov page.
Right.
Or put in your browser, whitehouse.gov, and there, in that web page, there's so much information that you can get at. You can send a tweet to the president. You can send emails. You get all the information at that page.
That's
Everything is there that you need.
You're right.
To access any information that you want regarding the administration.
That's
so
right.
So it's good to Google it directly or whitehouse.gov, and you get that web page. It's fantastic.
You're right. I should have mentioned that in conjunction with the phone number. You can go either route. You can call them on the phone number, or you can go to the whitehouse.gov website. And you're right. It's extensive, and there are plenty of ways that you can send a message to the president.
If you can't get through calls, you can send them emails, tweets, any web page, anything in there. Anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything.
All right.
Okay, that's
thanks.
It. Thank you.
Thank
Have
you,
a good
Alfred.
Weekend. God bless you all.
And the same to you. I appreciate that. And that's right. It's whitehouse.gov. And once again, the phone number is 202-456-1111. Whitehouse.gov, 202-456-1111. And, of course, we all know that the president tweets and all that. But I would suggest if you want to send a message, you either email it or call it. Because to hear your voice or to see your writing where you're not just doing 140 characters, I think it'd be more effective. And once again, the suggestion is to call and show your support for the president.
Yes, and your congressmen and senators do, and especially Stephanie Murphy, who says we shouldn't talk to our adversaries at all. Have you ever heard a more idiotic thing? I'm ashamed to be from her district.
That may be because when she did one of their town halls recently, I think it was about a week and a half or so ago, she got an earful from people who wanted to know why the Democrats weren't trying to help the Republicans fix this nightmare called Obamacare. She got an earful. So maybe she didn't like hearing from her adversaries.
That's right.
But that's the beauty of the American system. It is an adversarial form of government. That's why we call our show The American Adversaries. We are celebrating the fact that we are blessed with an adversarial form of government so that we do not have to endure a tyrannical form of government. which has been the norm all throughout history. Okay, when we come back, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. And then after the break at the bottom of the hour, the Killer Bee is going to be joining us live from the Hive. That would be B. Brian Blair. So we got a lot to do yet tonight, and I hope you'll be right here doing it with us. 407-774-8255 is still the number.
Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $799 per person? Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise starting as low as $499 per person? Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Four eastbound, thinning out nicely now. You still got to slow down at 535 and from the beach line to Sand Lake Road. Then heavy John Young Parkway to Princeton. Slow Fairbanks to 434. Heavy 46A to the bridge. They've cleared that crash before the bridge. Westbound delays Princeton to Michigan. South Trail to the Turnpike. Kirkman to the beach line and past Osceola Parkway. Heavy. 408 still heavy eastbound from Pine Hills to I-4. And the Turnpike northbound, we've got a crash before South.
All right, welcome to the American Adversaries. We appreciate you listening. That's right, if you're searching for the real news, you've come to the right place. If you want the fake stuff, just flip on CNN or CNBC, MSNBC, I should say, and flick them off. All right, anyway, we're right here live. 407-774-8255 is the number, and Bo is on the line. How you doing tonight, Bo?
Doing fine, Chris.
Excellent.
Great morning. Seriously, I've been listening to your show night after work, and I'd like to say something about for the military.
Okay.
I retired in 2003. I've told you before. I've spoken with you before. And I went to a big job fair late in 2003 in Washington. And I was also, many of my job titles, I was also a paralegal for the military. I graduated from the Adjutant General Legal School in Indianapolis. I went and applied to several, and I mean several, major companies for a paralegal position in D.C. This was in late 2003. I never, ever got the first phone call because my resume, you know, was from the military, basically, because of all my years in the military.
So,
and I just want to make that point because it took me a while to figure out why I never got a phone call, not even a phone call. And we were really thinking about my family and I were thinking I moved to the D.C. area at that time. So I just want to say that. because that degree was recognized by any major university in the country. And well, I never got one phone call.
But so,
that's all I got to say, Chris.
All right, well, just real one quick question before you go, and I only have time for a quick answer. And that is, so you're saying that what Obama was doing was also happening during the Bush administration?
It goes back before that. I'm talking of 2003.
Yeah, okay, that would be the Bush administration.
That's during my transition period. So I had 3 months to apply for jobs in the civilian side.
Okay, I got you.
I had resumes out the hiney. My point was, because my resume was military, and I really believe this now, I never got one phone call because these were not military companies, okay?
Right, okay, I got you.
That makes sense? Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bo, for that. I appreciate it. Go feed the dog. He sounds upset with you.
Yeah, he's in that concrete boat.
Okay, all right. Enjoy yourself this weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Will do. Thanks.
All right, okay. All right, we're going to have to take another break. When we come back, we'll be on AM660TheAnswer.com or on your smart device. And B. Brian Blair will be joining us live from the Hive over in the Hillsborough County way. All right. Stay tough. Stick tough with the president. He doesn't intend to go anywhere. He intends to make America great again, and we intend to help him do it and fight tooth and nail all along the way if we have to. So Pierce Outlaw, Ashley Bedford, and me, Christopher Hart, will be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Please be with us. Kill me a
sound, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump will issue a call for unity in the fight against radicalism in the Muslim world, calling the challenge a battle between good and evil. According to a draft of the speech obtained by AP, Trump will shy away from some of his harsh anti-Muslim rhetoric when he addresses the leaders of Arab and Muslim nations in Saudi Arabia Sunday. The speech envisions new partnerships with America's traditional allies in the Middle East. Workers tied ropes around a statue of General Robert E. Lee to remove the last of New Orleans' four Confederate monuments today, as many cried, but some danced in the streets. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu says the city's Confederate statues honored a dark side of America's past. The statue of Lee, who commanded Confederate armies against the Union in the Civil War, was the most prominent of the statues. His bronze figure standing nearly 20 feet tall, in uniform, arms crossed defiantly, gazing northward. SRN News.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same. Soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and Relax and Comfort.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Four eastbound, thinning out nicely now. You still got to slow down at 535, and from the beach line to Sand Lake Road, then heavy John Young Parkway to Princeton, slow Fairbanks to 434, heavy 46A to the bridge. They've cleared that crash before the bridge. Westbound delays Princeton to Michigan, South Trail to the Turnpike, Kirkman to the beach line, and past Osceola Parkway heavy. 408 still heavy eastbound from Pine Hills to I-4, and the Turnpike northbound, we've got a crash before South.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
AccuWeather forecast.
Partly cloudy tonight, low 73. Humid tomorrow with intervals of clouds and sun, high 91. Humid tomorrow night with patchy clouds, low 71. Clouds and breaks of sun on Sunday, high 90. We'll see some sun on Monday, then turning cloudy with a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 89. I'm Sam Lyas for FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, y'all, this is Sam Houston, professional wrestler. Anyway, I just wanted to take a minute of your time and say, hey,
If you need to get up to date on your views and issues and everything else, listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660. The Answer. These guys got it going on. Trust me.
And we're going back on the air. All right. Thank you for being with us. 407-774-8255 is the number. Christopher Hart here, along with Ashley Bedford and Pierce Outlaw of Patriot Home Funding. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday. And don't forget, for all your funding, home funding needs, they are the folks to talk to. Okay, B. Brian Blair will be joining us momentarily, and we'll take up the week's news with him. Real quickly, Julian Assange has been, the charges in Sweden of rape against him have been dropped. He still evidently is under some legal jeopardy with the British, which I don't fully understand. I think it has to do with the original charges and him fleeing them, but I'm not really sure. While Julian Assange got some good legal news today, Anthony Weiner had to face the judge. And he pleaded guilty to 16 naked pictures of himself and soliciting the same from a 15-year-old girl. And it now will go to the sentencing phase. And it'll take probably a month or so before they actually get around to the sentencing. They'll do a pre-sentence report on him, and then the judge will decide. I think the sentence he's looking at, and maybe the plea bargained it, 27 months is what he'd be looking at in a federal prison.
Yes, and Carlos, that wasn't the only bad news Carlos Danger got today, too. Because after he came out of the courtroom, he was served papers by the legal counsel of one Huma Abedin as in divorce papers.
How about that? And so, well, Huma's got, you know, she's got Hillary anyway. What does she need him for?
Well, he's a she, so.
Not to laugh at the guy's bad luck, but it is kind of a, you know, comical situation in some ways. He is, and Bob Beckel, by the way, has been fired from Fox for evidently making a racially insensitive remark. So, that's the celebrity type, news today, if you want to call it that. By the way, once again, this, election in Georgia and Montana both are getting a lot of attention. In the form of a lot of money and volunteers from out of the states and districts coming in, particularly on the Democrat side, to try to persuade these elections to go in their favor. You got any idea how that Georgia election is shaping up?
Yeah, the Georgia election is going to be close, even though that district has been red for an awfully long time. And remember, that district is the district that produced Newt Gingrich, Johnny Isaacson, and the current Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tom Price. The Atlanta area, much like Central Florida, has seen an influx of people come from the North and the Midwest. The Gwinnett County area is a suburban area, lots of yuppie money, if you will, and people have come. So the demographics of the district have changed really over the past 20 to 30 years. And what was probably, during Newt Gingrich's time, a very reliable 55 to 45, 60, 40 margin is now 52, 48. And that's pretty much what I look for in this election, something along the lines of 50 to 48 in favor of the Republican, who is a She is a establishment in Georgia politics Republican. She should win. She better win.
All right. And I see now we have the Killer Bee himself live from the Hive. Right now comes Brian Blair. How you doing, Brian?
Doing great, Chris. It's great to hear you and Mr. Outlaw, the Pierce man himself. And Chris, you are a guru, my favorite mentor in politics. And I've got a burning question.
What's that?
Well, Russia is a Christian country, pretty much the way, a lot like the USA.
Right.
They have a common denominator in the fact that they want to kill the Muslim extremists.
Yep.
Hillary Clinton can give them 20%, I guess it was, of our uranium stockpile, whatever.
Yep.
And not have a word, a bad word uttered against her by the establishment
right.
media. Yet Donald Trump gets trampled on for possibly and hopefully cautiously and optimistically trying to make friends with this nation.
Well, and we need them for North Korea, too. People don't understand, but if you look at a map, Russia has a border with North Korea.
And that's another great point, Pierce. I mean, what is... And if you look at everything that is said from him calling Comey squirrely name...
nut job.
A nut job. There's no, the source wants to remain anonymous. Every one of their stories...
I know.
The source is anonymous. When will people smarten up and realize that it is a blatant, just like Trump said at his speech to Annapolis, a witch hunt?
It is. And that's what is so frustrating about all this, I'm sure, especially for him, is that he knows that there's this all this stuff is baseless. And he knows, furthermore, that the people who are making such a big deal out of this know that it's baseless as well. In other words, he knows that they know that it's a lie.
Well, I think they're starting to realize. I got a little hint today when Dianne Feinstein came out and said that there was no evidence of Russian collusion.
None.
I don't know. There is none. And it's just a total made-up thing, as we all know, the people that are smart, your listeners, and
yeah.
the people that Pierce and the people that are in the know. But, you know, the average person, I mean, I have to argue with them, not argue, but try to persuade them into looking at reality. So often it's becoming more and more and more. But, you know, I'm wondering if... since Mueller became the
special
prosecutor, if he's kind of smartened up the Dems and the liberals, that you know this is going nowhere as far as they're concerned.
Well, not only that, but I think that what some people wised up to was that this was getting out of hand, that this was getting way ahead of itself. All these screams, you had a congressman who was on the floor of the House the other day, I forget his name, but all the media outlets were
Green
playing.
From Texas.
Green from
oh,
Texas.
Terrible.
Yeah, yeah, calling, you know, demanding an impeachment. Maxine Waters has been screaming it even before he was sworn in, pretty much. And so you had Nancy Pelosi, actually, the other night at a CNN town hall, and you've had other words of caution since then that this is we're not there with impeachment. There's nothing. It's odd because they're having to admit that there's nothing there, and yet they still want to press on, right?
Yeah, and there are parallel investigations going on in both Congress and the Senate that have yet turned up nothing.
That's right. They have produced no evidence, nothing, not even anything close to it of any kind of collusion with the Russians. Now, the New York Times, I'm sorry, the Washington Post has come out with a story today saying that somebody in the inner circle is now a person of interest. Well, whoop-de-doo. It's just utter nonsense. It is a witch hunt. He's absolutely right about that. And he knows also that it is meant to hold him back, that it is meant to keep him from making America great again. It's meant to frustrate his efforts. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because he wants to truly
bring honesty and integrity to politics, and they don't want that at all. They are afraid of their jobs, their positions, their money, their stroke, everything else that they have, and they realize that Trump wants to drain the swamp.
He does, and more importantly, he wants to make America great again. And well, I think that's what they fear the most, because they don't want to be shown up.
Yeah, and that's a great point, too. But I think if everybody banded together, there's enough conservative, real, positive thinkers that refuse to watch ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and their local newspaper, for the most part, quit subscribing to that. If they did that, I think the pocketbook is the only place to hit them.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, though, because Harvard did a research, and we were going over some of the results earlier, on the press coverage of President Trump. And
You saw it.
And unfortunately, for most of them, it's actually helped their business. And because liberals are buying it more, the conservatives are buying it less. But it's, at least for now, it has caused their business to have upturns. Steve Colbert his ratings were in the tank, evidently, until he started attacking Trump on a nightly basis. And now they're up.
That's because conservatives have jobs. We're in bed by that time.
It's also part of why I say politics is a lot like professional wrestling. Right now, let's just put it this way. I don't know how you would say it in the business, Brian, but the action is real good. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it's very interesting. The fights are big. The stakes are high, and that draws attention.
Yeah, and there's good and evil, just like in politics.
Right, exactly.
But just like you have a million man march or 2 million women, whatever the case may be, I think there needs to be an organization of people that say, hey, we've had enough. We're no longer going to watch these stations. We're no longer going to buy these newspapers. And if somebody like the St. Pete Times, for example, in Central Florida took a million subscribers away from them, they would fail.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah, it's funny because at the end of the day, O'Reilly got run from Fox because of the advertisers bailing on his program.
European advertisers.
Maybe. Yes, and, that's one thing that the left does better than the right. They organize boycotts against business and advertisers, and it's funny, the right, if we really organized ourselves and got on Twitter, went on Facebook, and confronted these advertisers and these businesses, we would get our way a lot more.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I actually do that with one of the faith-based organizations that are always opposing negative stuff that are anti. Conservative.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Brian, we got to take a break. Stay with us. And on the other side, we'll pick up the conversation. You are listening to Be Brian Blair, a special feature of Fridays, Patriot Home Funding Fridays, right here, the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Once again, please double check us on Facebook. It means check us a couple of times a day, because putting stuff up all the time. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Our website is AmericanAdversaries.com, where we archive our shows, amongst other things that we have there. And you can follow me now on Twitter. That's right. I am in the Twitter universe. They say I'm a twit, so I'm right at home.
Spinning heads and breaking hearts.
That's at Chris Hart Radio on Twitter, H-A-R-T, at Chris Hart Radio. We'll be right back with more of the show.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
It's political, professional wrestling at its finest. The American Adversaries.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Once again, we are coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studio. You know, the Relax and Comfort store over there in Winter Park Village, just think of it like an oasis. Like you're out shopping and your feet are sore and your shoulders are, and your neck are hurting from carrying all those things you've been buying or just looking around, and head on over there and tell them you heard about them on the American Adversaries. They'll put you down in one of those massage chairs, and you won't know what hit you because you'll just be in ecstasy. You will feel unwound in a short amount of time. All right, we're trying to unwind the facts around here and the truth and separate it out of the fake news, which is a constant endeavor, and even more so now with President Trump in the driver's seat. And we got B. Brian Blair on the line with us. And for those of you who are now listening on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network and aren't familiar with B. Brian Blair's political career, you probably know about his professional career, championship wrestling, tag team champions. He was a Hillsborough County commissioner, and he served several terms and is credited with saving that county $1 billion over 10 years. That's a county. He saved them $1 billion. And boy, Brian, they need that kind of thinking at the federal level, my friend.
Well, you know, that's what Trump brings to Washington right now. I believe that they just had, a $500 billion surplus for the quarter. Am I quoting that correctly?
I'll have to check on that number. You're talking about from the tax revenues?
Yes.
Okay. I know that they were, the first month or so of the administration, they were running ahead of the game. So we'll double check on that.
Yeah, and they're going to keep taking the dividends out of Fannie and Freddie, too, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the housing government-sponsored enterprises, which run in excess of $50 billion a year apiece.
That they could apply to the deficit and the debt.
Right. That's fabulous. If somebody would have only locked our Social Security in a box.
So what you did was you brought business principles to politics, and you're saying Trump is trying to do the same thing.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's trying to do. He's trying to renegotiate NAFTA, TPPA, everything from arms deals to everything that he's doing. He is trying to cut out the government middleman. I mean, I don't know if you heard today. I mean, there used to be red tape just to buy paper goods and staples and things like that. And now you don't have to go through the Pentagon. You can go to Staples and order what you need. And takes a lot of just little things that keep adding up make a big difference. And, you know, he's looking at all that kind of stuff. And my God, the guy hasn't even been there 200 days. And he's done more in that amount of time, in my opinion, than Obama did. Well, Obama ruined this country. Not ruined it, but came as close as you could to ruining this nation in his 8 years of office. And, you know, I like the guy personally. He's a fun guy to listen to. I'd be a great guy to have a beer with, just like Lindsey Graham and John McCain on the Rhino side. But, you know, it's not the kind of guy that I would want running my stock portfolio.
Amen to that, brother. Hey, listen, I want to ask you something about President Trump, because you've had some experience with him, and you know people who are close to him in the McMahons. A couple of people have asked me, do you think he can take all this? Do you think he can take every day getting up knowing that the media is going to bash him like this, that he's got political enemies coming at him from all directions? I mean, he had a pretty good life up there in New York in that, the penthouse suite or wherever he was. Do you think he's got what it takes?
Well, I think
my answer was I think he does, but I don't know. You've met him personally.
Chris, I think he is a very, very committed man. And if you listen to the speech that he just gave to the young graduating cadets, you know, he said that, I mean, he said it right from his heart. You know, he hit your question right on the head. He's not going to give up. I don't believe he will ever give up because he is just that kind of guy. And
yeah.
I think he wants to prove a point as well, is that, you know, you're not going to make me quit. You're not going to make me disheartened. I'm going to get up every day and work just as hard for the American people as if the news was 100% on my side.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't think they will sway him. I think the people are going to get to a point where they've said enough is enough. We've heard enough of this BS. Even the Democrats, you're never going to get that far left. You're never going to get that deep state. But you're going to get a lot of the people that have kind of turned that little 20% in the middle there, correct me if I'm wrong, Pierce, that
yep.
have all of a sudden have cast, you know, they're full of doubts, or they have doubts, and they don't know what Trump's next move's going to be because they don't know what to believe. But you can only lie for so long before you're going to get caught.
Yep.
And they're going to get caught. And God bless Trump when that happens. Do I think it's going to stop? No. I don't think they're ever going to stop. But they could be burying a bigger hole for themselves, in my mind, than they ever, ever realized, in my political mind, knowing how politics works, than they ever imagined.
I think you're on to something there. Let me go to the phone lines. We have a fellow on the line who'd like to make a comment, and then we'll get your comments on that. Willie, thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
You know, Donald Trump is a smart guy, and he needs to surround himself with a handful of attorneys who advises anybody who's going to be brought in before the FBI, because I have a lot of lawyer friends,
yeah.
and they always tell me, if you ever, ever get questioned by the FBI, never answer a question.
Yeah, take the fifth.
Yeah. It's an end game that they're looking for,
yeah.
like Scooter Libby.
Right.
He was absolutely railroaded for saying, well, I wasn't really here on a Saturday night, but I was there maybe on a Sunday night.
Right.
And it was a felony charge. So you never, supposedly, for my friends, they go, never, if the FBI shows up, just grab your attorney and don't
yeah.
ever say one answer
yeah.
to any question.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that it has come to that, but it is, and that's what happened to Martha Stewart. She didn't go to jail for insider trading. She went to jail because she lied to the FBI. And the lie can be a mistake, but to them, it is a lie, right? If you say one thing one day and another thing another day, you may just have your facts wrong. They don't see it that way.
And that goes for their public comments, too.
Yeah. Real
the
quick, Willie.
Show up for one little misstep, and that's what they're looking for. They're not looking for the big deal.
Yeah.
They're looking for one false comment.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what it's come to. Thanks, Willie.
Thank
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And unfortunately, he's right about that, isn't he, Brian?
He is. Willie's right on target. I mean, you've got to, and that's something that is a question, and it's probably a question to even those of us that support President Trump. Is, you know, who is he listening to, and is he listening to the right people, or is he listening to the people that he just simply has been used to trusting the most?
Right.
And they certainly need to get the wolf out of the hen house, or the wolves out of the hen house.
Yeah, whoever's leaking, yeah.
Yeah, whoever's leaking this stuff needs to definitely, you know, I believe very strongly in whistleblowers. I think whistleblowers are great, and they should be protected if it's right. But people that create stuff to bring havoc or to disrupt American business because the fools don't realize that they're hurting themselves.
Exactly, and the country in the process. Yeah, whistleblowing and leaking is two different things. A whistleblower comes forward and identifies themselves at some point along the way. The leakers try to stay hiding. They try to hide behind the curtains like Jim Comey was doing. But it's a whole different thing. And yes, they do need to be weeded out of this administration. And evidently, there's some in there pretty deep. And if they think that they're somehow doing the president a favor, they're not. If they have a problem with the way the president is doing business and he won't listen to them, they need to resign and get out of his way. And if they want to go to the media then and complain in front of the cameras, fine. But this behind-the-scenes cloak and dagger stuff just doesn't cut it.
Yeah, and the quotes from Eric Erickson this week were horrible. Well, they're leaking because they're so distressed, and they're using it as a warning call, a cry for help.
Yeah.
Spare me.
Yeah. Sounds like microaggression types. Yeah.
These leakers are leaking down their pants is what they're doing, and they're just they're causing more problems than they're fixing, that's for sure.
All right. All right, Brian, going to have to leave it there tonight.
Get these bombs and sting them, and, man, let's get them out of the hive for sure.
All right, good man. All right, good thoughts, good observations, and good talking to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure. Pierce, Chris, God bless you guys, and hope to see you soon. And thank you very much. Love the American Adversary Show, and see you next Friday.
Amen.
Bye from the hive.
Bye, and Blair. All right, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Ashley, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, congratulations to your daughter.
Thank you.